Republicans continue to regroup after the House health care bill was pulled from the floor late Friday when it failed to garner enough support. Republican Representative John Faso represents New York's 19th congressional district, which includes parts of the Catskills and the Hudson Valley. He was a supporter of the House plan in part because of a provision that shifted Medicaid costs from New York's counties to the state. He joins us now by phone. Congressman, good morning.
Good morning.
So do you regret backing the health care bill?
No, not at all. I mean, look, the bill was not perfect, and there were still many things that had to take place on an administrative and regulatory basis to actually lower premiums and lower deductibles for people and make other reforms that are necessary. But this was just a step in the process, and I was satisfied that we had achieved some changes which actually greatly benefited our state, including keeping the Medicaid expansion alive past 2020 and allowing the state to sign new people up through the end of 2019. And those were things that, frankly, a lot of people in New York, me included, were concerned that we would have people drop off because of that Medicaid expansion being eliminated, and we were able to keep it. But suffice it to say, the legislation was pulled. Some of the far-right members in our party, simply they're an all-or-nothing caucus in a sense where if they don't have 100% perfection their way, they won't support anything.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a problem. So what I've said, what we should do now is we should go for incremental reforms where we can attract bipartisan support. And we actually passed a bill last week in the House with over 400 votes that Democrats and Republicans almost unanimously supported.
So you're saying you will continue to fight for the Affordable Care Act?
I think what we have to do is we have to build on the structure that's in the Affordable Care Act and reform it. And I've said that all along. I keep what works in the ACA and fix what doesn't work. And that's been my posture right from when I was running for office last year.
So overall, what lessons do you take from the defeat of this bill?
Well, it just, you know, democracy is hard and politics is difficult. And you know, you can't necessarily wave a magic wand, as I think some people think you can, and change something as complicated and structurally embedded as the healthcare system. Remember, it took them 3 years once they passed the ACA in 2010, even to put it into place.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the lesson is we need to try to find bipartisan approaches that will make incremental reforms and progress in the system.
So do you think the setback here will affect other GOP legislative priorities like tax reform?
Only if we let it. I mean, I view this as like a baseball team with a 162-game season. We had a loss on Friday,
right,
but it doesn't mean that you take your bat and ball and go home. You still have a lot of games to play. And I think we've just got to, you know, I think one of the fundamental mistakes the Democrats made back in 2010 with the ACA is that really it was done on a party line basis. I think that was probably a mistake where we were moving. We thought we would get more unanimity among the Republicans,
mm-hmm.
But as we saw, we didn't get it. So I think working on a bipartisan basis always makes it easier. And I think that's why I'm suggesting we look for ways we can find incremental reforms that will work and benefit the people. Ultimately, the people don't care about the Washington back and forth. What they care is that they have affordable health care for themselves and their families.
Now, Democrats are launching this ad campaign targeting you and other Republicans on health care. Do you think your support of the bill leaves you in a vulnerable position for next year's election?
No, I really don't. I mean, look, the fact of the matter is that folks are – the Democrats view this as a partisan exercise. And, you know, there are a lot of Republicans that view it that way. I don't view it that way. I think I was sent to Washington by my district to try to improve things in terms of our economy and our healthcare system, et cetera. And that's what I'm going to continue to do. And I'm not going to pay attention to, you know, the election's a year and a half, more than a year and a half away. I'm not focused on the next election. I'm focused on how we can improve things for our people throughout our state and particularly in upstate where I represent.
Okay. Republican Representative John Faso of New York's 19th Congressional District in the Catskills and the Hudson Valley. Thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thank you.